There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877 DOCDALI. You know, every now and then we talk about kisses and lovey-dovey stuff and sex and, you know, because it's important to you guys, all right? Not that this is supposed to be a love show. Okay, I mean, do I sound like I'm an expert in love or sex? Right, is there anything sexy about me? Obviously, I'm not going to act like I'm an expert. I don't think I'm that bad, but I'm definitely not all that. Well, this is an interesting article that caught my eye from Fox News. 6 weird things you never knew about kissing. Remember when you guys, you know, were worried about how you would kiss and you didn't want your first kiss awkward, so you would sit there and try to practice on, you know, a pillow or... No, I never practiced on my brother because I hated my brother. I didn't want anything to do with my brother. So there was no way I was going to practice kissing on him. But I did practice kissing on my pillow. And I pretended that the pillow was Bo Duke from Duke's Hazard. Like, oh, Duke, you know, I could be your cousin Daisy. And I would pretend to kiss the pillow. And my mom had very cheap pillow coverings that, you know, we really didn't have a lot of money. And I remember it kind of feeling burlappy and, ugh. And I was like, ugh. Now, and then, you know, my sister was like, you're doing it wrong. She's like, you got to know how to French kiss. You know, you aren't going to learn on a pillow. You're just never going to kiss right. You just suck at it. You know, and I'm like, well, you know, just get out of here and let me, like, practice on the pillow. My sister thought I was weird. And I was like, French kissing, what's that? Well, you're supposed to use your tongue. You know, my mom's like, what are you guys talking about in there? Nothing, Mom. I better not be talking about anything I thought you were talking about. So I look at my sister and go, what are you supposed to do with your tongue? She's like, I don't know, watch in the movies. You know, so I'm trying to watch in the movies. And it's really hard to tell. You know that there was tongue involved, but you're watching. You're like, really? What's the tongue supposed to be involved? Now, I was a little bit of a hoochie mama. And what my parents didn't realize is when I was in kindergarten, I had already kissed my first boy. I had 3 different boyfriends in kindergarten. All right? And I think I kissed all of them. Now, boyfriend back then meant it was somebody that you kissed or somebody that you giggled about and played with on the playground. And I liked playing with the boys better than the girls because it was just more fun. I wanted to be on the seesaw. The seesaw where you would somebody would be on the other side and then they'd run in because the school bell, and then you'd be up in the air, then leave, and then you'd slam onto the cement ground. Those kinds of seesaws. I had much more fun on that than hanging out with the girls, you know, doing whatever the girls were doing. So, yeah, I hung out with the boys and I kissed them. I mean, what else am I going to do? It's kindergarten. So I knew how to do the peck. I had no idea how to do the French. And so the very first time that happened, it was gross. The tongue was cold. There was a lot of saliva. And these boys, by then, I think I was older. I don't think I French kissed until I was a lot older, like 42. high school. And I thought it was disgusting. I'm like, are you kidding me? And thank God tongue rings weren't big like they are now. How do you do it? How do you kiss somebody with a tongue ring? Or does that, you know what, on the flip side, the tongue ring may help. Because I think a lot of the tongues are kind of gross. And so if you have something metal to distract you, While you're kissing, I guess. Anyway, okay, let me see if I go. Okay, good. I got plenty of time for this. Okay, so here we go. All right, so here they are. They're talking about kiss. They say it may be the most fun way to build immunity. They said just 10 seconds of French kissing can transfer 80 million germs from one person's mouth to the other, according to a Dutch study. So if you want, let's say, this woman's microbiome in you, okay, or if I want a man's microbiome in me, okay, you could say I would love your microbiome to penetrate me, something like that. I'm like, oh, you're such a pervert. No, I'm not. Okay, I want microbiome. It's bacteria. See what I mean? It's a Dutch study, and I guess according to a 2010 paper in the journal Medical Hypotheses, suggests that kissing between partners could help protect the babies from being infected in utero with cytomegalovirus, which causes birth defects like blindness. So you got to kiss and have sex when you're pregnant, I guess, according to this study. Now, it really is in his kiss. Oh, yeah. It's in his kiss. That song? Women rate romantic kissing as more important when they're close to ovulation. So if you're a bad kisser, you may never get to propagate your species with that woman. So you need to make sure that you are a good kisser. It may also boost libido. When you kiss, okay, it apparently boosts your oxytocin. And they say saliva transfers testosterone to women. So a man's testosterone may transfer to a woman, and then she'll be more in the mood once she's kissing. Hence, guys, you got to do foreplay. I know. No, you have to face her. You have to face her, okay? All right, then you can transfer. It boosts happy hormones. When you kiss, your brain releases this chemical that you're feeling connected and bonded. So, guys, be prepared that when you kiss, you're going to be giving feel-good hormones like endorphins, things like that, that'll be released so that you'll want to bond and cuddle. Kissing could save your relationship. Got to make sure to kiss. And then the longest kiss lasted, if you guys want to know, the longest kiss award goes to Ekaya Tyrannarat and Laksana Tyrannarat, who smooched for 58 hours, 35 minutes, and 58 seconds in Pattaya, Thailand. On February 12th to 14th, 2013, they beat out 8 other couples who entered the competition and are now divorced. No, I'm joking. I don't think they're divorced. Not sure how long it took them to prep and exercise for that, but they kissed. How did they go to the bathroom? They kissed for 58 hours, 35 minutes, and 58 seconds. I guess they walked one to the potty, and then they kissed while she was going potty, and then the other guy got to go potty. How do you eat? I don't know how they did it. I mean, I love my husband, but not 58 hours worth. I can handle the 2.5 minutes, you know, that already comes with 18 years of marriage. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. We also have the Dr. Dahlia app. You could listen to that anytime you want to hear the Dr. Dahlia show. Why would you want to do that? I don't know. But, you know, if you feel like it, do it. It's a good show. Come on. There's a chlamydia outbreak going on. School in a Texas high school. School officials have declared an outbreak of chlamydia at a high school in Crane County, Texas, where the only sex ed course is legally required to emphasize abstinence. School district officials, this is according to Ken's 5 San Antonio, Ken's5.com. School district officials sent out letters to parents last week warning that 20 of Crane High School's 300 students, 20 of 300. Let me do the math. 20, that's like 230 is 115. 115, I wonder what that percentage is. It's probably 6%. Am I right? That's how I do math. Yeah, one is, okay, but 10 goes into one, well, you said it, yeah, 10, 15, okay, yeah, I think that's what, okay. Have come down with chlamydia, which afflicts males and females, but can also cause permanent reproductive damage in women if left untreated. I think it could cause permanent damage in both. The letter said parents should be aware of a growing problem, according to CBS7. The district also planned to have a meeting this week with school officials, parents, and teachers to discuss a strategy and the school sex ed program. Currently, the Cranes Independent School District does not offer a curriculum in human sexuality, according to a student handbook, but does offer a 3-day course in sex ed each fall semester. Now, Texas law mandates that such courses emphasize abstinence. Okay? They say, I guess they say Salon, this report, that a district committee recommended Scott and White's Worth the Wait Abstinence Plus curriculum 3 years ago. If kids are not having any sexual activity, they can't get the disease. It's not a bad program, according to Jim Rummage, the district superintendent. But the residents are a little upset with the results. One parent says, I mean, I have a kid. Honestly, I don't want my kid growing up in an area where nasty stuff like that happens. Now, chlamydia used to be the number one STD. It got overtaken by HPV once we figured out how to screen for that, and we found out, well, a lot of people have HPV. Here is another debate that's going to be coming back in the forefront. What are we supposed to be teaching our kids from a sexual standpoint, from an abstinence or a sex ed standpoint? What should we be doing? Here's the thing. Okay, I think there's not enough emphasis on abstinence. So as far as I'm concerned, every sex ed program out there, whether it's 3 days to 3 years, should be recommending abstinence. Okay, hands down. I think it's absolutely ridiculous that 14-year-olds are having sex. All right, come on, for crying out loud. Now, I understand back in the olden days, you were already pregnant with your second kid by the time you were 14. I get that. All right? Actually, there's a chance that menarche started later. It started a lot earlier now, where girls are having periods 8, 9 years old. But before, even when I was growing up, it wasn't uncommon to get your period when you were 12, 13. Some women older. So you were basically of reproductive age, 13, 14. All right? That's when things would kind of start. Right? And then you would get married, you'd have a kid, or I don't know if you get married, you'd have kids, and later you got married, things like that, you know, depending on what the society dictated. All right, but in this day and age, no, okay, you're barely starting high school by that age, okay? And then we want you to go to college, and we want you to get a job, and we want you to get married, right? Which are things not happening. We're having less marriage, we're having a lot of kids out of wedlock. And I think a big part of it is sex after marriage, waiting to have sex till you're married, is so obsolete in most parts of the country that if you even bring it up, you're laughed at. I was raised on that principle. You wait till you're married, okay? Then you're not going to worry about adultery because you're obviously not sleeping with a married person. I mean, it's very easy to satisfy a lot of parts of the Bible that way because, you know, if you're waiting until you're married and you're married somebody, then you're not having premarital sex. You're not having sex with somebody who could be married. That was my biggest worry, that I would fall in love with somebody, have sex with them, and then all of a sudden I find out they're married. I'm like, oh my gosh, I just sinned. No, not a big deal if you wait till you're married. You don't have to worry about STDs if both parties aren't having sex. You don't have to worry about HPV. You don't have to worry about chlamydia. You don't have to worry about HIV, etc. If you weren't sexually active, you didn't get a dirty tattoo, you didn't do IV drugs, you didn't get a bad transfusion, which should be non-existent at this point, but could happen technically, you could potentially be disease-free from an STD standpoint. But now bringing that up, it's almost taboo. It's all about sex. Was it the MET Award, the Met Award? There was some big, I guess, opening or some big art show. And all the stars came out. And I guess Jennifer Lopez was mostly naked. Beyonce was mostly naked. These are what these little kids are seeing and idolizing. So they think they're supposed to be naked. Okay? And then when you're naked, things happen. So, and you know, what are the boys supposed to do? The boys are constantly being taunted and being, you know, women's sex drive is high and girls' sex drive is, you know, high, but I think boys have a tougher time controlling it when they're younger. And, you know, what are these boys supposed to do? Every video has sex. Every song is about sex. There was a song on the radio. I don't know what it is. Oh my gosh, I can't think of the lyrics. It's a real popular song where, like she goes, come up on me, something, aye, 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 la, 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 aye, 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 something, whatever song. And I don't listen to the words to the songs. I listen to the tune, I listen to the beat, and I sing along with it. Well, my 12-year-old all of a sudden goes, oh my gosh. I go, what happened? Did you drop something? Did you spill something? What? You know, did you find a chin hair? Are you going through puberty? What? He's like, Mom, that song is dirty. And he's like, you see, you hear what she's saying? You know? And I'm like, no, I only hear the I part. And so my son is listening to these words. Yeah, and so this is the music that's out there on regular radio. It's what you're accessing. And so, of course, these kids are being inundated with sex. And you think a 3-day sex ed course or a 1-semester sex ed course is going to change their mind and protect their reproductive parts? We have to, as a society, turn the tide and go, look, guys, it's not worth it. All right? It is not worth it. I also wonder how much of these date rapes and how much of these party rapes that happen can start to subside as we start having this. Guys, it's not going to happen. All right? No sex. Don't even give me the drink. Don't even get me drunk. Ladies, I'm going to be responsible. I don't want to put myself in a vulnerable position. You have both parties kind of going, look, I'm not going to go there. We're not going to go there. And then maybe they'll be on guard. Maybe they'll be. I remember going on a date. I made sure I had my knees bolted together. I was always thinking about that. Now you're hearing girls go, okay, well, I can't wait to lose my virginity. I can't. What are you talking about? Are you kidding me? Your virginity is not a bad thing. So, you know, and one thing that used to also stave girls off from having sex was the fear that they would have to start going in for pap smears. Like, man, I don't want to have to go for pap smears. I don't want that. We've changed the guidelines. So, yeah, even if you're having sex, you don't have to have a pap till you're older. 21 now? No, it's okay. You know, we're just going to put it off till you're 21. What if these 14-year-olds are having sex? What are you talking about? Really? So you started having sex, now you're a if you're going to act like a if you want to act like a grown-up, now you have grown-up responsibilities. So now you're going in for your pelvic exam. Now you're going in for your education. Now you got to worry about birth control, etc. Well, what are we doing as society and with Obamacare? No. We're going to put off the pap smears. So here we are, all right, you know, setting these kids up. And we are setting these schools up for mass outbreaks. Well, Dr. Dahlia, that's why we have vaccines. So we'll just vaccinate everybody against HPV. No, that's not the answer. Okay, there's a lot of other diseases that could be happening. Right now, the average kid is having sex. Whereas in the olden days, or 20, 40 years ago, it wasn't the case. And I am really nervous about that. You know, I try to teach my boys, you wait. And I brought up, wait till you're married. He, my husband, the boys, even the dogs and the cats were rolling on the floor laughing. I'm like, are you guys kidding me? Really? I mean, thank God there's some religions out there that still kind of promote abstinence. But we need to really change the way we do our sexual health. We need to teach everybody about protection, etc. But absolutely, we need to enforce encourage abstinence. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so patients with type 2 diabetes who are overweight but not obese will outlive a diabetic of normal weight. And this is another example of the quote-unquote obesity paradox. Remember there was a study a while back we talked on the show how skinnier people seem to die earlier than obese people, which doesn't seem to make a lot of sense, because we're always, saying, okay, well, obesity is going to put you at risk for heart disease, obesity is going to put you at risk for stroke, etc. And so, we end up going, okay, don't be obese. Well, according to this one study, okay, they found that people who were more plumpy, I guess, lived longer than skinny people. 16 previous studies got conflicting answers. Some found overweight diabetics had lower mortality. Others didn't. Okay? But they weren't as good as studies because they had few patients, short follow-up, used questionnaires. So this new study tried to be better. Researchers led by Dr. Stephen Atkin and Pierluigi Costanzo of Britain's University of Hull followed 10,500 patients with type 2 diabetes for an average of nearly 11 years. Although overweight and obese patients had an increased risk of heart attacks and strokes, they were more likely to stay alive than normal weight diabetics. Now, overweight was you having a BMI of 25 to 29, which would be, let's say, if you were 5'4", being anywhere from 146 to 174 pounds. Normal weight would you be in a being about 108 to 145 pounds if you were 5'4". Underweight diabetics had the highest risk of dying during the study, and with nearly three times the mortality of normal weight patients. Overweight patients had the best survival, being 13% less likely to die than normal weight or obese. So, all right, what does that mean? Okay, no, it doesn't mean to start gaining weight and getting fat. No, don't be doing that, okay? But what it means is we need to take a look at a variety of things, okay? Why are these rare studies showing that slim people are more at risk of dying rather than plumper people? Is there something the fat is actually doing? Is the fat protecting? You know, are they really studying skinny people? And I don't want to say skinny, but good weight people. Are we finding more Alzheimer's? Are we finding more cancer? Are we seeing more hip fractures or more falls? You know, what exactly is going on? And we're only studying people that are sick. I mean, we're not really studying, okay, if you're healthy, this is why. You know, we'll see somebody that lives till they're 120. And we're like, okay, the centenarian, great. The centenarian, what did they do? Okay, and then we ask them what they did to make it over 100. Well, some will say they drank wine. Many will say they kept a routine. They'll tell us what that routine is. Sometimes it's nuts. Sometimes it's a Mediterranean diet. Frequent walking, exercise. So we're like, okay, I get it. Exercise, outdoors, some wine, good foods, Mediterranean diet. Got it. Okay, so we figured that out. But why are we getting these staggering, scary numbers that an overweight diabetic would last longer? Now, personally, many of the patients that I have diagnosed with diabetes and then later with cancer, they were obese. I don't really have a lot of thin patients that I have diagnosed with cancer, except the ones who were very, very heavy into alcohol and were very malnourished and ended up having some sort of liver cancer, pancreatic cancer, esophageal cancer. I've had some very heavy smokers that would come in and then unfortunately were diagnosed with lung cancer. We don't diagnose a lot of cancer. Luckily, we have a lot of prevention in place, so a lot of things are nipped in the bud. Abnormal moles are being taken care of pretty readily. Colonic polyps, we're seeing polyps. We're getting rid of the polyps. Hopefully, that doesn't turn into colon cancer. But it's interesting. I'm not really seeing that many obese people with cancer. True, we've had some endometrial carcinomas. We've had some breast cancers, etc. But I do have to say that if I had to look at my patient population, I've diagnosed more cancer in slimmer individuals. Now, another argument that somebody could make is, well, they were slim because they lost weight. You know, I had one lady, she was losing weight. She looked very, very slim. I diagnosed colon cancer. Well, we found that she had blood in the stool. I sent her for a colonoscopy. She had colon cancer. Unfortunately, was dead in 6 months. Real shame, because I remember I met her, and she goes, I've never been to a doctor because I've never been sick. I haven't been to a doctor in 40-some years. And unfortunately, the first time she's been to a doctor was when we had to, you know, evaluate her for weight loss and blood in the stool. And it's a shame. And she was slim. You know, but again, was she really, really slim because she had been losing weight all this time, or she was hypermetabolic? When you have cancer, cancer requires a lot of energy. It requires a lot of calories because it feeds on you. It's a parasite. It's not a true parasite, but it acts parasitic. It's cancer. It requires your blood system. It requires glucose. It's a very, very high maintenance type of process. And so we will see weight loss. We will see anemia. We will see fatigue, because it's spending energy, and it's unfortunate because, you know, when I see somebody losing weight, I get very, very nervous. Losing weight, not by choice. So, what I take from this, okay, if I could get to the moral of what I'm talking about, is it's not you being skinny is putting you at risk for cancer, okay? Is I think there's more to it, where somebody with cancer or somebody with another ailment may the inability to gain weight may be a part of it. You know, I have patients that every now and then come in going, look, I don't want to be this thin. Okay, I can't gain weight if my life depended on it. Those patients make me nervous. Yet the ones who are like, look, I'm keeping my weight down, I'm avoiding carbs, I'm exercising, I'm doing what I'm supposed to, those aren't the ones I'm worried about, because they're the ones that are making themselves keep the weight the way they are. So I think they need to study the group of individuals who go, look, I've never been able to gain weight. You know, I just can't. I've never been overweight. Okay, even when I was pregnant, I was able to wear my jeans out of the delivery. Don't you hate those women? You know, I gave birth and I wore my jeans right out. Really? Why are you telling me this? I'm still in maternity clothes, and my kid was born 12 years ago. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Fruit sugars may worsen food cravings. In a small experiment reported in the journal PNAS, 24 volunteers consumed a sugary drink sweetened with fructose on one day and glucose on another. Compared to glucose, the fructose drink led to more hunger and desire for treats like biscuits and sweets. So we need to be very careful about our fruit sugars. However, whole fruits I'm a huge fan of. You got to be careful of the difference between eating whole fruit and fruit sugars. Fruit has fiber, vitamins, minerals, etc. Yes, fruit has fructose. But these fruit juices a lot of times contain a lot of sugar. So sugar comes in a variety of ways. You got maltose, glucose, fructose, sucrose, lactose, dextrose. You also got your sugar and your honeys and your syrups and sugar cane, sugar beet, etc. We're only supposed to eat about 6 teaspoons, I guess, a day, according to the World Health Organization. But these fruit drinks or these fruit-flavored drinks, unfortunately, could have a lot of sugar. I also tell you to be careful of the types of fruits you're eating. Rather you be eating the berries, like your blueberries and your boysenberries and your raspberries, than like your grapes, watermelon, etc., because you'll hopefully have a lot of the other packed minerals and vitamins. When you eat fruit, I'd rather you eat fruit than fruit drinks, but still watch your sugar intake. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Gary Dunn.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So researchers say they've developed a new screening method that could detect ovarian cancer in twice as many women. All right? Ovarian cancer is one of the most deadly forms of cancer because it is often diagnosed, obviously, when it's, like, end stage. Okay? You can't walk around and go, I think I got a tumor on my ovary. Okay? Even though I did, that happened to me. I was like, I just thought I had something on my ovary. And the doctors kept looking at it when I was younger going, it's a cyst. I'm like, are you sure if there's not, like, something hiding behind it? You know? And they're like, no. Finally, I went to my doctor here in town where I live, and she's like, you got a tumor. I go, yeah, I thought so. So that was weird. But in general, you don't know you have it. And thank God it wasn't a deadly ovarian cancer. So, this trial led by the University College London, okay, used a new algorithm to evaluate the levels of the protein CA125, known as a tumor marker or biomarker, which is found in greater concentration in tumor cells than in other cells of the body. CA125 has a particularly strong presence in ovarian cancer. The CA125 test is the test everybody says, Dr. Dahlia, will you order on me to see if I have ovarian cancer? And I'm like, no. Because we're not supposed to do that as a screen. However, if I find a mass or if I find something wrong, I like to order it. Okay? And I have always suggested that somebody at high risk get a CA125 and a pelvic and transvaginal ultrasound. But, again, it's nothing that our new healthcare system would welcome or encourage because we truly don't have a government-endorsed U.S. task force recommendation on how to screen for ovarian cancer. Personally, I think you should have your ovaries watched as often as you can. But the reason why we've been very nervous about the CA125 is you could run that test and it could be falsely positive. So CA125 has a particularly strong presence in ovarian cancer cells and is often tested in women at high risk. Although CA125 testing is not new, there's this algorithm, this ROCA algorithm, and they said it gave accurate ovarian cancer detection in 86% of women compared to the conventional screening method that could identify fewer than half. Now, the previous screening trials would use a CA125 cutoff level, but risk factors are different. All right? So Professor Usha Menon led this 14-year trial, and he came up with this ROCA method. And they think this ROCA method, all right, will be, I guess, something that we could use in the future. Right now, the American Cancer Society estimates that in 2015, about 21,000 new cases of ovarian cancer are going to be diagnosed, and 14,180 women will die of ovarian cancer. And so, you know, I think we should look at it this way. The CA125 is useful, and withholding it from people who are at high risk is unfortunately something that's going to happen as we keep on hammering the thought and the notion that you can't screen for ovarian cancer. Yet we're having women that live longer. We have women that have hysterectomies that still have their ovaries because they lost they took their uterus out when they were still young enough for their ovaries to work. So a lot of people. I had a patient yesterday. I hadn't seen her in years. She comes back for a physical. Well, no, she was sick. She had coughing and all that other stuff. And I always, you know, ask about her recent physical. No, she hasn't seen a gynecologist in 20-some years. I go, but do you still have your ovaries? Yes. All right? And so I'm not saying everybody with ovaries needs to be screened for ovarian cancer, but why don't we develop something that takes a look at the ovaries? Why aren't we every now and then doing an ultrasound or every now and then doing a CA125? Prostate cancer. Men with PSAs. I think PSAs need to be, I think men with PSAs need to be at least having a baseline, and then we watch and we see if it rises. Okay, why not? Why aren't we doing that? Well, Dr. Dodge, it's a waste of money, and there's false positives, etc. So, unfortunately, while we're dealing with the politics of medicine and while we're dealing with the cost of medicine, I'm really nervous that we could have some women that are going to be at risk not being able to get appropriate screens. So, if they could come up with something better, and if it includes the CA125, I'm going to support it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, on Monday, American Well unveiled its telehealth 2.0. Telehealth 2.0 is going to be probably a way of the future for you to be communicating with your doctor. There was the American Telemedicine Association's annual meeting and trade show in Los Angeles this week. I didn't get a chance to go with everything going on. American Well is a telehealth company that currently provides telehealth kiosks and software to health plans, hospitals, and major employers. According to Forbes, the company's goal is to shift patient care out of doctor's offices towards smartphones and tablets. This has been a very, very heated debate, as many of you have been contemplating just, you know, seeing the doctor instead by phone. A lot of you have said, Dahlia, my doctor doesn't even touch me. So your argument that I'm not getting touched and examined and evaluated is moot, because most of the time when I see the doctor, he only spends a couple minutes with me and just gives me my prescriptions anyway. So here we have consumers demanding that there's a way they get this service on smartphone, okay, where you just access your smartphone or access your computer and you can access your doctor. And whether we as medical professionals like it or not, we're going to have to embrace it, okay? You know, patients are getting older. They have arthritis. We have patients that were, you know, they're in pain. They can't make it to the doctor. Personally, I think the best visit is the one where we get to touch you and examine you. But already, quality of the interaction is, whether we like it or not, disintegrating right in front of us. You're not getting hour-long visits with the doctor. You're getting shorter visits with the doctor. You have longer waits, shorter visits times, higher costs, and you're not going to the doctor. Now, I'm a doctor. I'm an MD. And, yeah, I passed. I passed my boards. I am. Yeah, MD. So it's called the Dr. Dahlia Show. See? I am. I'm a real doctor. I could sit here and yell and scream and go, I want to see my patients. I don't want to talk to them on Skype. But the truth of the matter is, this is what you want. One of the reasons why I have a successful radio show is because you guys are able to access me on my website. You guys are able to access me on Facebook. And I answer thousands of questions a year. I'm already doing a form of telemedicine. Now, I always, as a disclaimer, say you need to go, you know, still see your doctor. I want you getting an exam, etc. But many of you are like, Dahlia, look at these labs. Tell me what you think. What should I do next? You know, I was told I may have this. You know, should I debate, you know, this medicine or this medicine, etc. And so, you know, you want access. You want to talk to your doctor. A lot of you guys talk to nurses. You're getting frustrated that the nurse doesn't call you back. You're spending hours upon, you know, hours waiting, you know, to get word from the doctor's office. This may be a way to clean things up a little bit, to clear things up a little bit, expedite things. But I am watching how this plays out, okay? Do things get missed? What exactly are you going to be able to do? Now, I told you Aetna has this teledoc here where it even advertises ear infections, okay? Feel better faster. Talk to a doctor within minutes, and they list a variety of medical conditions like allergies, rash and skin, sore throat, ear infection, okay? Now, I could maybe look at your throat, but I can't feel your glands. I can't look at your ear. I can't look up in your nose. So I'm dying to see how this plays out. Also, while we doctors are being constantly bombarded with stop writing antibiotics, okay? Don't write antibiotics. If the patient's only having viral, don't do it. So I don't know if patients are going to like that. They pay for the call, and the doctor, I'm not going to give you antibiotics. It's going to be viral. You know, or if they're like, nope, you know what? Never mind. I've had it for 7 days. Oh, you've had it for 7 days, and maybe I'll do an antibiotic. You know, so we'll see how this goes. We'll see how it unfolds. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
You better hang me down.
Hang me down
to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line.
Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.